last weekend we had a sports trivia night at one of the bar, like an actual fundraiser for the sports radio.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it was nothing but sports trivia. It's pretty neat.
Cool. Sounds like a good idea for a podcast.
We should try it. I'm not. I have a feeling I'm not going to be very good at it, though.
It's time to drop the puck on the sports trivia face-off.
That's right. You have downloaded Season 2, Episode 9 of the Sports Trivia Face-Off. We have our guests, Tim and Matt. We will get to those in a second. Aaron is off this week, so joining us as a co-host is question writer extraordinaire Ryan. Ryan, how are you? Say a little bit about yourself, please.
Hi, everybody. I'm Ryan. I'm the person responsible for all the curse words said on this podcast. I am currently recording at the Wichita Art Museum, my place of employment. And I don't know, I'm doing well today. It's a good Sunday. Nice lazy Sunday. How are you, Brent?
I am doing well. Let's meet our contestants. Both are returning contestants and both are winless in their appearances on Sports Trivia Face-Off, so unless they tie, something's got to give. First, let's reintroduce Tim. Tim, how are you, sir?
Fantastic. Good afternoon, gentlemen. My name's Tim Geving. I'm from Springfield, Illinois, still hoping to get off the schneid this week at Matt's dispense. Hopefully, we'll see what happens. I'd love to say good luck, but I hope I win one finally.
And on that note, Matt, also returning guest, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Matt Doherty from Baldwin, Wisconsin. So I'm a Packer fan and a Badger fan, but mostly Minnesota sports too. And still waiting for a round or a show specific where we can talk about the losers that are Minnesota sports. So I can't wait for that. So
excited. Well, you're talking to the right guy.
Yeah. Ryan, get on that, please.
Ryan's going to have a to-do list a mile long at the end of hosting these a couple of times here. All right, now that we've introduced everybody and our cast of characters, let's go over the rules.
Here are the rules for the Sports Trivia Face-Off. Each player will get a chance to answer 5 questions in a category they choose. If they answer correctly, they get 10 points. If not, their opponent can answer on the rebound for 5 points. Twice per game, a player may challenge his opponent to answer a question first for 10 points, but the opponent can answer correctly for 15 points. 2 intermission questions are worth up to 20 points, and we will explain the shootout once we get there.
Now that we know how to play the game, let's figure out who's going to be player one and who's going to be player two. Tim, I'm going to let you pick either heads or tails.
Tails always fails.
Hey, Google, flip a coin.
Sure. You got tails.
Tails has not failed. Tim, you have the choice of either playing or deferring in the first period. Your choice will determine what Matt's options are in the second period, and whoever's trailing will go first in the third period. Gentlemen, are you ready to play?
Yes, sir.
Tim, your categories are shin and toe, but it's not about soccer. Give some teams to the rest of us, why don't you? Or BP.
Oh, boy. This is where you can't talk too much about the categories because Ryan's actually on the podcast this week. So
don't let that stop you.
No. Okay.
You can't see my face, but I'm glaring at you.
I felt it. Let's see. I'll defer.
You will defer. Matt, what is your choice of category?
So it used to be when you wrote the category names that there was a pretty clear, at least a second or third level joke or something into it, a hint or some type. But since Ryan took over, there's not as much of a hint as is just a blatant grab for a wise ass comment. So let's go with, since none of this makes any sense to me, and I'm pretty sure BP does not mean British Petroleum. Let's go with that one just for the heck of it.
BP. These are actually not written by Ryan. These are written by STFO listener Gary Middleton. So thank you very much, Gary. You might have heard the corresponding questions last week. And BP, these are 5 questions about sports terms that begin with either the letter B or the letter P.
Okay.
Number 1. Though the name sounds either criminal or powerful, in baseball, what is the term used for the duo of the pitcher and the catcher?
The battery.
Battery is correct for 10 points. Well done. Number two, in bowling, what term is given to the space between the 1 and 3 pins for a right-handed bowler and the 1 and 2 pins for a lefty?
That'd be throwing it over to Brooklyn.
That is incorrect. Tim?
What? Oh, boy. Let's call... I have no idea.
Tim taps out. The answer is the pocket. The space between the 1 and 3 pins for a right-handed bowler and the 1 and 2 pins for a left-handed bowler. Number three. Though a player's hand is the most common kind, what is the term in billiards for a device used to support the narrower end of a cue stick during a shot?
I'm pretty sure it's called a bridge.
Bridge is correct for 10 points. Well done. Number four, although the other kind is that little rack-looking thing that you, when you can't reach and you stick the cue on there and you use that to...
Yeah.
The deer antlers.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, the deer antlers. There you go. Number four, in golf, what kind of shot is played with a very low trajectory, usually to avoid interference from tree branches when a player is hitting from the woods or to avoid high winds?
So a B or a P. So, oh, geez. Yeah, I'm gonna tap out. I don't know.
All righty, Tim, do you have an answer?
Through my history of playing in nothing but the rough, I believe it's a punt. It's a punch shot.
Punch is correct for a 5-point rebound.
Okay.
When you inevitably get famous, that needs to be the name of your autobiography, by the way, is Life from the Rough.
Yeah, Life in the Rough, right? Life from the Rough. There you go, right.
There you go.
It's a working title.
And number five to Matt. What hockey statistic increases by one when a player is on the ice and their team scores, and decreases by one when a player is on the ice and the opposing team scores a non-power play goal?
Oh, come on. Sorry, guys, but I want to think this one out because I know this one. I just can't. It's like a... Oh, come on. Oh my gosh, how can I, and I know as soon as I hear it, I'm just going to kill myself, but it's like it's like the wins over a replacement kind of a thing. It's the, whatever it is, it's like, points four.
Points four is incorrect, Tim.
That plus minus?
Plus minus is correct for a 5-point rebound.
This is why I lose all the time.
Hey, now, remember who you're playing against, too. You're also playing somebody who loses all the time.
What the That's hell? Right. Come on. I didn't even have a chance yet. Good grief.
So far, I've had, I'm into statistics. I like cybermetrics up, and I get plus minus wrong. I'm a bowler that bowls all the time, and I got pocket wrong. This is why I lose all the time.
Well, actually, to be fair, you only got questions right that had letters with B as the answer. You missed all the P ones. So I think we found what the problem is.
Yep, that's what it is.
There
it's
we
really
go.
Gonna suck when we have a round over Philadelphia Phillies in the next.
Tim, we are to you. You have your choice between shin and toe, but it's not about soccer, or give some teams to the rest of us, why don't you?
Shin and toe scares me, so I'm going to go with give us some teams. Why don't you?
Give some teams to the rest of us. Why don't you? These are five questions about the various multitude of teams that are in the state of California.
Oh, boy. All right.
Number one, who was the owner of the Los Angeles Clippers until 2014, when he showed everyone that he was super racist and then received a lifetime ban from the NBA?
Oh, boy. Wow, I can see that old crotchety man right now. He said bad things. Oh, man, what is his name? It's not that. It is... It always worries me, like, because at the beginning, it seems like they get the easier questions, and then at the end, it gets a little harder. And if you're not getting one, that's a problem. Why can't I think? I mean, I'm okay with not knowing this guy's name because he's such a, you know, dirtbag, but.
Right.
I'm going to go with Silver. I don't know.
Silver is incorrect. Matt?
Yeah, I don't remember it either, so I'm going to say Robert Kraft.
Wrong dirtbag. Wrong dirtbag.
So hey Tim.
Yeah.
What is a special kind of silver? Usually has an adjective before it to describe its quality.
Polish?
Sterling.
Sterling.
The answer is Donald Sterling.
I was in that realm, but I couldn't. Oh well, either way.
Interestingly enough, when I met Aaron and Gary Middleton and his wife, and we played trivia up in Chicago back in November, we had that very question, although not phrased that way.
More dirt.
I tend to be slightly more pointed in my questions.
Number two, within 1 year either way, what year saw the Angels officially change their name to Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim?
Oh, boy. I can't remember exactly when this was. It's ridiculous. 2008.
2008 is incorrect, Matt.
Yeah, so the Twins played them in the ALCS in, I want to say, 2003-ish. I'm pretty sure it was after that. So just off of gamesmanship, because he said 2008 and before or after, so I'm going to say 2005.
2005 is the exact correct answer. Well done. For 5 points. Number three, back to Tim. Deep Pacific teal is a very specific and official color of what California team?
Deep Pacific teal.
Mm-hmm. Ask for it at your local Sherwin-Williams.
Yeah, right? Sorry, hold on one moment. I should have done this at the beginning. I'm right, just going to give myself a chance.
Write down all the teams. Like, no,
that's exactly
problem.
What I'm doing.
Like,
right,
that's
now.
That's the smart thing to do. We'll see you in like 15 minutes when you've written all of them, because they have a billion of them. But
yes.
Oh, the San Jose Sharks.
Yep.
San Jose Sharks is correct for 10 points. Very
Way
well
to
done.
Pull that out. Good work.
Number four. What man who previously played for Manchester United, Juventus, Barcelona, Milan, Paris Saint-Germain, and Malmo was the Los Angeles Galaxy's MVP for the 2018 season?
Ibrahimovic.
Ibrahimovic is correct for another 10 points. And number five, current Los Angeles Rams quarterback Jared Goff has played his entire college and pro football careers in the state of California. At which university did he play from 2013 to 2015?
Oh, boy. I think he was a Golden Bear. University of California.
That is correct for 10 points. That completes the first period. Our score, Tim has 40, Matt has 25. The first intermission question is about college football. I'm going to give you the name of a college football stadium, and you need to tell me the city in which it's located. Number one, Neyland Stadium. Number two, Doak S. Campbell Stadium. Number three, Bill Snyder Family Football Stadium. And number four, Jordan-Hare Stadium. And while these guys think about college football stadiums, we are going to give you the same promo you listen to that's in this spot every time. If you enjoy the Sports Trivia Face-Off, please consider contributing on Patreon at patreon.com/sportstriviafaceoff. And if you're already a contributor, thanks. We have our answers for the first intermission question. Matt, let's start with you. Neyland Stadium.
Yeah, I thought maybe it was Georgia Tech, so I guessed Atlanta. Probably the wrong answer, I'm assuming.
And Tim?
Yeah, I had no idea either. I said Austin, Texas.
The answer is Knoxville, Tennessee. Number two, Tim, Doak S. Campbell Stadium.
I'm thinking this is Virginia Tech. I went Blacksburg, Virginia.
And Matt?
Yeah, I couldn't remember where Doak Walker went to school. Or this is Doak Campbell. That doesn't make a difference. I said Austin, Texas.
No points awarded here. The answer was Tallahassee, Florida.
Florida State.
Florida
Number
State.
Three, the Bill Snyder Family Football Stadium. Matt?
Now, this one I am pretty sure I know. That's in Manhattan, Kansas.
And Tim?
I thought the same exact thing. I put Manhattan, Kansas.
Manhattan, Kansas, home of Kansas State University, is correct. And Tim, number four, Jordan-Hare Stadium.
Yeah, I have no idea. I just guessed Las Vegas.
And Matt?
I have no idea either. I just guessed Fresno, California.
No points awarded there. The answer is Auburn, Alabama. Oh. Wow. So the points changed, but the difference did not. Tim has 45. Matt has 30. And we turn the second period over to Ryan.
Hello, gentlemen. Your categories for the second period will be You Don't Know Jack, Royals, but not the baseball kind, and Kick Out the Jams.
Oh, boy. Let's go with Kick Out the Jams.
Kick Out the Jams! They say mother at the end of it in the song. These are five questions about kicking in various sports.
Great.
Question number one. In October of last year, what NFL player set the record for most career points and is currently the fourth oldest player in NFL history?
I'm going to guess it is the oldest football player as of right now, Adam Vinatieri.
Currently kicking for the Colts, Adam Vinatieri is correct. Question number two. Played in Indonesia during the month of Ramadan, Sepak Bola Api, that is S-E-P-A-K, space B-O-L-A, space A-P-I, played in Indonesia during the month of Ramadan, Sepak Bola Api, is a sport in which teams kick a coconut shell under what unusual circumstances?
I am going to challenge.
Oh, you have been challenged, Matt. Do you need the question repeated?
What? No. So I'm going to guess that since it's Ramadan, they probably play it at night. So I don't know if there's any other unusual. So I know during the month of Ramadan, they fast. Islamic folks fast during the daytime. And Indonesia... So they probably play at night, and I mean, imagine maybe they eat the coconut afterwards or something. I'm trying to think of what else would be unusual in that circumstance. So, coconut. Yeah, I'm just gonna say they play at night, or with. Hold on a second. With like no light, maybe. Nah, whatever. I'll just say they play at night. It's wrong, but whatever.
That is a successful 10-point challenge for Tim. Prominently featured on ESPN 8 The Ocho, they douse the coconut in petroleum or kerosene and light it on fire while they play. Moving on to question number three. What Michigan State alum's name fills in the blank of the following USA Today sports headline? Seven times blank blank kicked someone on a basketball court.
Oh... And he's Michigan State alum. Draymond Green.
Draymond Green is correct for 10 points. Steven Adams has balls of steel, by the way.
He just wore his cup.
His dad does too, which we discussed in a previous episode.
Apple didn't fall far from the tree.
Question number four. In soccer, what is the animalistic name for the move when a player lunges their body forward and throws their feet up and backwards so their heels strike the ball forward?
Oh, well, that's just got to be Donkey Kick.
Donkey Kick is incorrect. Over to Matt for the potential rebound.
And it's an animalistic thing, so it's got to be named after an animal then, right? So, Horse Kick.
I think I know it.
Horse Kick is incorrect. What do you think it is, Tim?
Mule Kick.
Mule Kick is incorrect. I'm going to send y'all this good YouTube link here.
Even better.
The correct answer is a Scorpion Kick.
Yep, never heard of that. I thought for sure it was
donkey. So I sent you that. You should watch the link. Go around the 14-second mark. This is a clip you've probably seen before of goalkeeper Rene Higuita doing it as a goalie, which is incredibly ballsy.
Yeah, he saved it that way.
Mm-hmm. And we will move on now to question number 5 of Kick Out the Jams. Name either of the two sports in which an egg beater kick is a critical move for balance or stabilization.
An egg beater kick?
Correct.
I am going to guess that it's either the balance beam, gymnastics.
Gymnastics is incorrect. Matt for the rebound.
I'm going to guess it's something to do with skiing, so I'm going to guess balance or stabilization, so be free sky skiing, maybe, or isn't the egg beater maybe where you move your blade back and forth, so it has to be more specific than skiing, I assume?
Or I would say skiing itself is a sport and would be a final enough an answer.
Okay, I'll go with that. It's probably wrong, but that's fine.
Skiing is incorrect. The correct answers are water polo and synchronized or artistic swimming.
I had no idea the horses in water polo did egg beaters. That's crazy.
I know.
It's insane.
They're two egg beaters because they got to do it with the front legs and the back.
I know, right? So talented, those horses. Wow. Amazing. Do they have flippers on the bottom of the hooves like that?
We do. Look at my hooves! Look at my hooves!
I love that.
You should see the water wings they put on them.
Oh, no. Well, I can't imagine what kind of swimsuit those horses wear.
That'd be like
fenders, baby.
Water wings on a horse, that'd be kind of like a water version of a Pegasus, wouldn't it?
Yeah, exactly right.
There you go.
All right, so Tim picked up 30 points in the Kick Out the Jams round. This takes us over to Matt, whose two options for the period are You Don't Know Jack and Royals, but not the baseball kind.
So You Don't Know Jack and Royals. So what?
But not Royals, the baseball kind.
Yeah, not the baseball kind. So, and I'm assuming since this is a sports podcast, it's probably not about Lord either. So,
I was just going to start singing that.
You Don't Know Jack, I would imagine it's probably people, sports figures named Jack. And the Royals, I don't have any clue, except for maybe people who were Royals that played sports. And if that has anything to do with soccer, then I will lose. So I'm going to go with You Don't Know Jack, which I'm going to lose.
You anyway. Don't Know Jack. These are 5 questions about athletes named Millicent. No, it's about people named Jack.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That was awesome.
You did figure it out, of course. Those are 5 questions about athletes named Jack. Question number 1. Which of the 4 major opens in golf did Jack Nicklaus win the most times with 6?
So you got a 1 out of 4 chance here. So 6 championships. I knew there was going to be a Jack Nicklaus question too, right off the bat. So I hate this. It's just, you know, I got 1 of 2 I'm thinking that are the pretty. So 6 times he won, I'm going to say the Open Championship.
The Open Championship is incorrect. Over to Tim.
So I have a 1 in 3 chance. And I don't think it's this. I am going to say the British Open.
The British Open is the same thing as the Championship.
That's it, buddy. That's your guess.
I was even bitchy about it a couple weeks ago on the episode.
Yes.
The correct answer is the Masters.
That was my second guess.
He won in 63 his first time and 86 his last time. Moving on to question number two. In May 2018, who was posthumously pardoned by Donald Trump 105 years after his conviction for transporting a woman across state lines for, quote, immoral purposes?
And I'm going to guess that Lucky Johnson is not accurate. Like, it wasn't the last time that this same person came up. This is Jack Johnson. He was the world's first African-American world's heavyweight champion of the world.
Jack Johnson is absolutely correct for 10 points.
Was hoping there'd be a Jack Johnson question. I did a paper in college on Jack Johnson. So,
well, oh, cool. It paid off.
Yep.
Number three, though he's now 69 years old and therefore has a misleading name, who was drafted by the Los Angeles Rams in 1971 in the first round of the draft and was later called, quote, the perfect defensive end by teammate and legend Merlin Olsen?
So it would be Jack Youngblood.
Jack Youngblood is correct for 10 points.
He was also a good hockey player in that movie.
Mm-hmm. I watched the end of that movie just the other day. That was pretty awesome.
Number four. Though he's played with 8 other teams so far, with what Atlantic Division team does Jarrett Jack currently play in the NBA?
Oh, my God. Okay, so an Atlantic team. So it's... Oh, jeez. Stupid new divisions are. I always get so. What's the Metropolitan and the Atlantic? So, how does it go? So, I'm gonna say Tampa.
Tampa is incorrect. Over to Tim.
Can you read that question, please?
Yes. Though he's played with 8 other teams so far, with what Atlantic Division team does Jarrett Jack currently play in the NBA?
Yeah, that's what I thought. It's in the NBA, so...
Oh.
It's all right. I just said the same answer you did. I feel your pain. I know what you feel. I am going to go with the Nets.
The Brooklyn Nets are incorrect. The correct answer is the New York Knicks.
But geographically, incredibly close.
Yeah.
And last question to round out, you don't know Jack. Who was the head coach of the Oakland Raiders prior to John Gruden's second tenure with the team?
Hugh Jackson is wrong.
Hugh Jackson is incorrect. Yeah. Over to Tim.
That would be Jack Del Rio.
Jack Del Rio is correct for a 5-point rebound.
Really? Okay.
Well, you were doing the whole shake off the challenge thing there, weren't you?
Me?
Brent, I don't need your help right now.
Sorry, Tim. I just gave away his strategy.
Oh, I wasn't even paying attention.
I know. That's what failed my plan. That's what.
Going into the intermission, Tim currently has 80, Matt currently has 50, and we are at our open-ended intermission question. Gentlemen, I want you to name the 4 most recent countries to have won the Cricket World Cup.
Oh, Jesus.
Again, the 4 most recent countries to have won the Cricket World Cup. And while those gentlemen are thinking about that, here's a little something extra for you to listen to.
If you have a question or category suggestion, or you'd like to appear on the Sports Trivia Face-Off, always feel free to send an email to brent@sportstriviafaceoff.com or join the Sports Trivia Face-Off group on Facebook.
Our wonderful esteemed guests have their guesses written down as to the 4 most recent countries to have won the Cricket World Cup. Matt, what were the 4 you had written down?
Okay, so I went with India, South Africa, Pakistan, and Great Britain.
And Tim?
I went with Pakistan, Australia, India, and I scratched out England and put Sri Lanka.
Well, the correct answers are winning in 2015, 2007, 2003, and 1994, Australia.
That was the one.
All right. Sweet.
Winning in 2011 was India.
Nice.
Winning in 1996 was Sri Lanka.
No, that was seriously a poll. Like, go.
And in 1992, Pakistan.
Get out of here. That's stupid. That's just ridiculous.
The only other team to have ever won, period, were the West Indies team in 75 and 79. But yes, your answers are Australia, India, Sri Lanka, and Pakistan. So Matt picks up 10. Tim pulled out all four of those for 20. That means heading into period number 3, Tim has 100 points and Matt has 60. And now I'm going to turn this back over to my lovely suspender-wearing co-host, Brent.
I'm cutting out all references to suspenders on this show.
Are you just trying to tank the suspender market, Brent? Do you know how many lives you could ruin by doing that?
Yes, I do. So, Matt, you have your choice in the third period. Here are your categories. Oh, yes, yes, but in Spanish. Where everyone is a champion, exclamation point. Or I'm definitely super curious.
Yeah. Wise ass Ryan. Nice.
Stifling my laughter.
I'm gonna, just because I've always said this, because almost every time, you know, somebody, I'm always like, I'm curious about what that's about. So let's go with I'm super curious. I'm definitely super curious.
I'm definitely super curious. These are five questions about cat named teams getting killed.
Getting killed?
Curiosity what? Killed Ryan, the cat.
Ryan, what the hell is wrong with you? Good God.
Right. Woo! Now, Jimmy and Orange Cat are shrieking in horror.
Yeah, right? He just laughs demonically in the background.
I have been told, like, when I'm actually laughing, like, out loud, I do have a very naturally evil laugh, so.
I just picture you just, like, tapping your fingertips together right now as you laugh, like
I'm doing it now because you're saying it.
Yes. Yes.
I also have a white Persian cat sitting in my lap and I'm stroking it.
Yeah.
Mr. Claw. I was thinking Mr. Bigglesworth.
Nope, he's Mr. Claw.
Mr. Evil.
Ernst Stavro Blofeld for Addy when he inevitably listens to this.
Didn't go to 8 yes. years of evil school to be called Mr.
I'm super curious. Five questions about cat named sports teams getting killed. Number one, in Super Bowl 38, what Carolina Panthers kicker nailed a field goal with 1:08 left on the clock before kicking the ball out of bounds on the ensuing kickoff, which set up the Patriots with good enough field position to win the game?
Forget the first name, but I'm going to go with the last name of Casey.
Casey is correct. John Casey is the correct answer. So 10 points to Matt. Number two, the only time the Florida Panthers have made the Stanley Cup Finals, they got brutally swept by what team?
I want to say the Red Wings, but now I forget if they... I'm going to just go with the Red Wings.
Detroit Red Wings is incorrect. Tim?
Oh, boy. That's what I was going to go with. So they would be... And did you say the year or no?
Did not say the year.
All right. How about the Vancouver Canucks?
Vancouver Canucks is also incorrect. The answer is the Colorado Avalanche.
Damn.
That was in the 1995-96 season. Florida Panthers were led by John Van Beesbrook, and he just got really, really hot and managed to lead them on an insane playoff run, but came up short against the Avalanche.
That's Sakic and Forsberg.
Patrick Roy.
Sakic and Forsberg and Patrick Roy in net.
Would that have been Bork's first?
No, Bork didn't come along until their later cups.
Until the 2001 one.
Gotcha.
when he left the Bruins because they were trash.
This was basically the relocated Quebec Nordiques team. This was their first year in Denver.
Yep.
Number three, the number 15 ranked Spartans of what Virginia University upset the number 2 ranked Missouri Tigers in the first round of March Madness in 2012.
So the number 15 seed?
Yes.
Spartans of what Virginia? All right. He's giving me that cool layback look, but I'm going to go ahead and challenge Tim on this one. And he'll know it, of course, and get 15 points, and then life will suck, as always.
Tim, you have been challenged. I'm sorry?
VCU.
VCU is not the correct answer. Matt keeps his 10 points. The correct answer is Norfolk State.
VCU are the Rams.
Yeah, I didn't know. That's the only college I had. I knew it wasn't Virginia Tech. I knew it wasn't Virginia. VCU is the only one I know that actually has upset teams lately. Be one that had Shaka Smart.
Yeah, Shaka. Yeah.
Number four. What Big 12 University's 2012 saw them start the season 10-0 and gain the BCS number one spot in the rankings before losing to Baylor 2 weeks later and then getting killed 35-17 in the Fiesta Bowl to Oregon?
2012, Big 12 football, I assume we're talking about, because BCS, so cat-related school. The only cat-related school I can think of in the Big 12 would be Kansas State.
Kansas State is correct for another 10 points. And number five, the Kentucky Wildcats are historically bad at SEC football. They have a 49.5% win rate. What school with a non-cat mascot is the only SEC team with a worse conference record than them at 49.2?
So this would be like in the history of SEC, so going back, you know, all the way back to the 20s or whenever the SEC first started.
Yes, sir, right? But only with teams that are currently in the SEC at least.
Correct. So this technically could include the newer teams, like, but it would only be SEC games, in conference games, maybe. You know what? I'm going to stop this. I'm just going to say, I'm going to guess Vanderbilt.
God damn it.
Vanderbilt is incorrect. Tim?
That was my only guess, was Vanderbilt. Let me think about it for a minute. I have no idea. Arkansas.
Arkansas is incorrect. The correct answer is Mississippi State.
Oh, really?
They're surprisingly crappy historically, even though they've had success in recent years.
Interesting.
Well, they had Dak Prescott, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Rain Dakota Prescott, as we learned on a previous episode.
That is also correct. Tim, your categories to pick from are Oh Yes, Yes, But in Spanish, and Where Everyone is a Champion.
Fine. You suckered me into it. Oh, yes, yes, but in Spanish.
This is so
Oh,
bad.
Yes, yes, but in Spanish. These are five questions over the ICC, meaning the ACC.
I'm not laughing at that. I refuse.
I'm only laughing at your response.
I'm like beat red over here because you're so bad.
And my jokes are terrible. Number one. Which university is the current ACC champion in baseball?
I'm going to challenge.
Matt, you have been challenged.
The current ACC champion in baseball. So, trying to think of ACC schools. So, we've got... I'm not even 100% sure. So. Just because they're always at the College World Series and I see them because my wife's from Omaha and she's a big College World Series fan and she's always wears the shirt that has all the history of all the champions down and Florida State's there a lot. So I'm just going to say Florida State.
Florida State is correct.
Hey, I was sitting there teetering about whether they were even in the ACC. I couldn't remember. So, okay, cool. Yeah,
Florida State is correct. That is a 15-point fended off challenge. Well done, Matt.
So wait, am I actually in the lead right now? That is awesome.
Number two, before joining the ACC, in which conference did Louisville play?
They would have been in the Big East.
That is correct. 10 points to you. Number three, winning 21 NCAA championships since 1982, Anson Dorrance IV is one of college sports' most successful coaches. What sport does he coach at North Carolina?
He coaches soccer, women's soccer.
Women's soccer, that is correct for another 10 points. Well done. Number four, what is the name of the giant blobby mascot for the University of Syracuse?
I'm sorry, do you want his actual name or do you want the mascot, like the Syracuse?
The name of the giant blobby thing that runs around at home games.
It has a name, yes.
Orangeman.
Orangeman is incorrect, Matt.
It wouldn't be something. Let's just, I know it's not this. It's got to be something like, you know, Bill or Jim or something like that. Something just really regular. That's whatever. So I'm just going to say QZ.
No, the correct answer is Otto the Orange.
I was always
Otto
a fan.
The Orange.
As back, always.
Back when NCAA Sports had their own video games, I remember there were modes where you could play as the mascot, so you could play as the giant Stanford tree or Otto the Orange, and that was so great.
Oh, NHL 19 has a 3-on-3 mode, and you can put the mascots in
gritty,
your team.
Gritty.
It came out before Gritty was involved, so I don't
they
know
need
if they
to get
patched
some DL-
in Gritty or not.
Do you know how much money they could make if you did like $1.99 DLC to add Gritty to the game?
Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
That's true. It is EA Sports. They'd charge you to add it.
If you want to unlock the X button.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And number five, what famous NBA player and NBA father has had his number 30 retired by the Virginia Tech men's basketball team?
I'm going to guess Del Curry.
Del Curry is correct for 10 points. After the third period, Tim has 130 points, Matt has 105, and we kick it over to Ryan after we hear how the shootout works. In the shootout, both players take a shot at being the closest to the correct answer of three questions. If either player is closer on more questions than the other, they get 20 points. If a player is closer on all three questions, they get 50 points. If a player is within 10% of the correct answer on all three questions, they are awarded an extra 100-point hat trick bonus.
Gentlemen, we are at the shootout. Your first shootout value, because we will always and forever ask questions about him, the current age in years of William the Refrigerator Perry. Your second value will be the number of 300 games bowler Jeff Carter has thrown, which is officially the most certified by the United States Bowling Congress. And your third value is the current seating capacity of Neyland Stadium in Knoxville, Tennessee.
If you could ask that, you know, in the intermission,
Again, the current seating capacity of Neyland Stadium in Knoxville, Tennessee. And while these gentlemen are mulling over these abstract values, here's something for you to check out.
Planning your own trivia event? Visit the Trivia Night Guy at TriviaNightGuy.com to purchase trivia questions in all categories for an event that will give your audience a challenging and fun night of trivia.
We are back from our wonderful message with Matt and Tim. They have been given three values, and they're going to try to get closest to them. Your first one, the current age in years of William the Refrigerator Perry. Matt, what was your guess?
58 years old.
And Tim?
I was thinking he was 28 when he was when they won the Super Bowl in 85, so I said 63.
The correct answer is he is 56 years of age. So Matt is off by 2, Tim off by 7.
Here we go.
And Matt fell within 10%. Your next one. The number of 300 games that bowler Jeff Carter has thrown. The most officially certified by the U.S. Bowling Congress. Tim, what did you say?
I had no clue. 300.
And Matt?
I guessed 172.
172. The correct answer is 112. So Tim was off by 188, but Matt was off by 60. So Matt takes shootout number 2. He is not within 10%, though. That would have been a range of 101 to 123. And your last one is the current seating capacity of Neyland Stadium in Knoxville, Tennessee. Matt, what did you say?
Yeah, I didn't think it was huge, but they're all big. So I said 98,525.
And Tim?
I said 102,000 even.
Well, Neyland Stadium is the sixth largest stadium. And it has a capacity of 102,455. So Tim takes that, and because Tim takes that, Matt wins the shootout 2-1. That means Matt gets 20 points on the shootout, which means our final score is Matt 125, Tim 130.
Wow.
Wow.
We called it as a close one.
I was praying. Good God. Well done, Matt. That was fun. Well done.
Yeah, right. All right, hold on a second. Hold on. This is 1 second here. So, okay, patreon.com
/ unsubscribe.
I thought you were just going to give her more money so that, you know, next time you can, you know, help you out even more and more and more.
Your categories are Green Bay Packers minutia, Minnesota, but it sucks.
And bowling.
And bowling.
So the Minnesota sucks thing that we talked about before, Ryan, if you need some help on that one, let me know. I can help write it. And there's a couple of Minnesota guys like Josh and I think a couple other guys that were.
Well, if anyone is interested in sending in questions to the Sports Trivia Faceoff, you can send that to my email at ryan@sportstriviafaceoff.com. And we'll gladly accept your questions.
We'll do that. 5 points, I believe, the 4 times that I've been there, twice I've lost by 5 points and one I lost by 10 points. So, yes, this is great. Thank you very much, Tim, for kicking my ass. And
hey, it was 5 points. It was more like a light tap.
And this is this is the definition of a blind squirrel finding a nut. Just so you know, like that's something had, like Brent said, something had to give.
I shouldn't.
Something had to give.
98.
I think twice before we've had two people tie in the shootout. Like someone for the 56, someone says 58, and someone says either 58 or 54. And technically, if that happens, nobody can win. But somewhere along the way, Matt picked up a rebound for 5, so it was going to be impossible to tie in the final.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
All righty. Thank you guys for playing. Thank you for taking time out on a gorgeous, at least here, Sunday afternoon. Matt, is there anything you'd like to say in closing?
It's a blizzard here. So I'm going to say it's not.
Ouch. Phone.
It sucks. The wind is crazy. And I have to drive to Minneapolis tomorrow. So I'm happy about that.
Drive safely.
Yeah, thanks. So otherwise, you know, let's see here. Badgers will make the big show here pretty soon. So go Badger basketball.
All righty. And Tim?
I don't have much to add other than thank you, gentlemen. That was fun. Ryan, it's fun to hear you on the podcast. Thank you.
It's good to be here.
I think I liked badgering you and you didn't have a chance to respond.
All right, Aaron will be back in a couple of weeks. Next week, there will be no episode of the Sports Trivia Face-Off. We're going to take a week off since most of us will be in Vegas. And we will see you next time you download. This has been the Sports Trivia Face-Off. Thank you very much for listening. The Sports Trivia Face-Off is hosted by Brent Bollmeyer and Aaron Barkley. Questions are written by Ryan Clefcorn Myers. And the Sports Trivia Face-Off is recorded, edited, and produced by Brent Bollmeyer. completes the first period. Tim, you have a score of 20. Matt, you have a score of 25. Not too far behind.
Whoa.
No.
Tim's got a score of 40.
Tim should have 40.
And I've got 25.
Okay, sorry about that.
Hey, I don't need your help to lose this, okay? I got this on my own. I don't need all your help.
Damn it.
I'm just so thrown off because I'm used to having Aaron here with me.
If you need me to be a bigger smartass, I can, if you'd like. I don't know.
Yeah, usually she just tells me to record and then calls me an old person the whole episode, and that's about it.
It tells you your dad jokes are horrible. I mean...
Yeah, exactly, which they are. So,
Hey, Brent.
Yes?
You're old and your dad jokes are horrible.
Thank you very much.
And it's all back.
Nailed it. Yep.